Thank you. This is Isia Wangaza, chair of the Pacifico National Board Task Force for the affiliates program. The date is October 15th. This is a meeting has been called in place of the meeting last week, which was scheduled in conflict of the PNB meeting.
Point of order, is this in place of or in addition to, because there was a coordinator's report and minutes from last week. So is this in addition to or in place of?
I'm the secretary. I think it's in addition to. I mean, the other meeting was properly noticed.
I'll accept the characterization of as in addition to. There was so I would ask at this point that the secretary call the roll.
All right. Chandra Hotlin?
Present.
Okay, thank you. Sherry Gendelman, Joe Wanzala, Alan Minsky, Jan Goodman, Sean Rhodes, Carolyn Burden, Nia Biadiaco, Bajra Kilgour, Teresa Allen is here. George Ryder. George Ryder has a conflict. He's asked to be excused.
Joe Wanzala wrote that he'd be in and out because he has governance tonight as well.
All right. All right. Sandra Rawline, not here. Deb Shafto. Alonzo Brown is here, I think.
Yeah.
Is David Beaton on the line? All right. He was excused on the last conference call. Afia Wangaza?
Here.
Okay. Dina Colbert?
Here.
Okay. And Ursula Rudenberg asked to be excused. She had another appointment. Rip Robbins? Here. Marianne Knosser? And Brian Sherman.
Okay, I'm here.
Okay, thank you. There you go, Madam Chair.
I would like to, are we going to review the agenda now? Because I'd like to add an item to the agenda.
Yes, we are reviewing the agenda.
So I move that we have a executive session and that to discuss personnel issues.
Personnel issues of the of this task force?
Yes.
Okay. I'll second it.
It doesn't really need to be seconded in committee, but that's fine.
I think I would raise the question of notice for a personnel issue.
I would appeal the decision of the chair. We may want to have Chandra explain to some degree why she feels it's necessary.
I don't think that Robert's rules is contingent upon whether we feel it's necessary or not. I think that there are certain issues that require notice, and the failure of notice is fatal to the motion.
Madam Chair, we're not a formal committee, so we don't have to go by Robert's rules. We're a task force. So we're not governed by Robert's rules.
Where would you propose that the personnel issue be discussed?
As soon as the person that was invited to attend the meeting is available, that we suspend with the orders of the day and we go into executive session and go off stream and then resume the call after executive session. And we could make a time limited so that it doesn't go on and on.
Are you proposing that it would be, so you're not proposing that it's new or old business?
No. I'm not proposing that it's new or old business. I'm proposing that there is an urgent matter of a personnel nature that I feel the task force needs to discuss, and therefore it should be done in executive session. And
okay, I understand the point that you're making. Were there other points that anyone else wanted to add to the agenda? Okay. Then with the proposed addition of personnel matter, closing the open session and going into executive session, then that being the only addition, is the, did you all propose to approve the agenda with that modification?
Well, that would be my proposal.
Yes, I would vote for that.
Okay, I would too.
I would too.
Okay, so then we've approved the agenda, and you have the next item is the approval of the minutes from the last meeting.
There were actually two sets of minutes, which I didn't understand. One was from 2008.
No, it was 2009. It was September 10th of 2009 and October 8th of 2009.
That's not what I have sent in my email.
Right now I'm kind of rebooting because it would not let me open up the agenda to take the minutes. But those are the 2 minutes that I sent out. Now, maybe there was an error, but if the date's wrong, it should say September 10th, and perhaps it says 2008 rather than 2009, unless I made a mistake and attached the wrong thing.
You attached the wrong thing by mistake.
Oy.
I opened both of them.
Okay. It was one dated
the first
October.
One says 9/11/08, and
my
that's
mistake. My error then.
Yeah.
So then, should we suspend the approval of the minutes?
Well, we can do the 10/08/09. There's nothing wrong with that one. I wasn't at that meeting, but
is there any objection to suspending the approval of the minutes for 10/08/09? I have not had an opportunity to review them.
They're very short, in case you can open them up.
Is there any reason that they cannot be addressed at the next meeting?
No.
Okay. Is there any objection to their being addressed at the next meeting, along with the ones that you intended to send in the first place?
Yeah.
There being no objection, then we'll refer them to the next meeting.
All right.
The next item is the report from the chair. And I would take first a matter of personal privilege to address the comments that you all broadcast following the last meeting, the first of which was the allegation that I had
Shouldn't we postpone this to the executive session?
No, it wasn't. It was public. It was made public. It'll be addressed public.
This
and
is Joy. I just came in. I'm sorry. This is Joy Moore. I'm sorry to interrupt. I just want everybody to know who's on the phone.
Joy Moore was invited on the call by me. She's an unpaid staff rep member from KPFA.
And I know nothing about what's going on.
And we will, and I will address her once I have completed my report.
Madam Chair, first of all, we agreed that we would go into personal privilege.
That I was attacked on the last call, that I was accused of attacking Ursula because I objected to her going behind my back and undermining the vote of the committee, which was that affiliates would be invited to the regional PNB meeting.
There was never any vote. The committee did not agree to that.
And done that, I spoke directly to her and objected to her, engaging in sleazy practices, which not only did I object to her doing it, I object to you all doing it and attempting to do it this evening. Secondly, the manipulation of affiliate members of Pacifica generally and representatives in particular, where on one hand we affiliates are presumed not to be interested in the politics of Pacifica, but on the other hand, when it is convenient to tap us for letters of recommendation or for strokes or for favors, then we can be engaged in the politics. I think that there is something extraordinarily disingenuous about that on both its use as a rationalization for the exclusion of affiliates from the participation and the realization of our obligations both as representatives and as members of this community. And secondly,
Madam Chair, may I ask one question that you can answer with a yes or no? Are we going to be able to address some of the things that you're claiming?
It has to be a group decision, folks.
And the characterization of the vote to include...
There was no vote.
The notion that it would have to be required...
There was no vote.
...that affiliates would be invited, encouraged to participate on our own behalf in the processes of Pacifica as a claim as opposed to a vote wherein the same structure and process was used at that time as is consistently used, and that is if there is an objection and if there is no objection after a reasonable amount of time, then that is accepted as a decision. That's the procedure that was used at that time, and I note it is the procedure that is consistently used on this task force. So to attempt to denigrate that vote because it was not a vote that you all favored or to which you acquiesced and now fail to raise a motion to rescind does not change the fact that there was a vote. Fourthly, as the elected representative of the affiliates, I am bound by the terms of the bylaws to take those steps that are necessary to foster communication, substantive, authentic communication between affiliates and the board.
Okay, can I know who's talking? I don't even know who's speaking. Can I know who's speaking, who's been speaking all this time?
This is Ifea Wangaza. the chair of the task force and one of two affiliate representatives to the PNB.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, I don't know what's going on, so can someone help me? I mean, I want to mediate and all, and I don't know what's going on. I don't know. Need to know what's going on. I would just like to suggest.
I will answer you.
Okay, just one second.
Communication.
You used the word communication, and I'm saying I would just like to suggest. This is just my suggestion that communication is both talking and listening. And I haven't heard a lot of listening. So can we focus on a little bit more listening?
I got at about an hour ago, I guess it was, a notice saying that you have been invited to mediate at a regular meeting. I do not consider that adequate notice. I don't even consider it an appropriate function at in this environment. You are here as Chandra's guest, and you have no official position.
I only made a suggestion. It wasn't even official. It was just my own personal suggestion.
We did add to the agenda an executive session so that we could discuss personnel matters. And we were supposed to move to executive session once Joy arrived on the call, but
I will complete my report, and I will proceed with the agenda. And we
agreed to an executive session, there was a collaboration on that agreement by several members of the task force. Saying yes, I agree. Yes, I agree. Yes, I agree.
As a matter of order, I will complete my report.
Well, but didn't the motion that we agreed on say that whenever Joy joins us, then we will go into executive session? That
yes.
Is what
and
we vote.
And we can do that once I've completed my report.
Can we ask the secretary to read Chandra's motion again to see whether that. To see how it actually applies, please.
I am not going to be disrespected in this fashion.
It's not a question of personal respect, Lucy. It's a question of following what the committee has voted on.
And the committee, the whole process is out of order. This is not a therapy session. This is a formal meeting. And if the object is to remove me, there is a procedure even for that.
Madam Chair, the object is not to remove you.
The object is to get us all to communicate, and we are not communicating, which is what the end result was supposed to be of having a mediated session with someone that knows nothing about what the issues are or what
if
the problems
no other,
are.
If for no other reason than to in fact have a mediated session wherein all of the parties feel safe and comfortable in participating, it seems to me that not only would there have been adequate notice, but there would also have been an opportunity to participate in the selection of the mediator. So, as I said,
Madam Chair, if the object
is to remove me, then there
Madam
is a
Chair,
procedure
I've already
for
told
that,
you.
And that also includes proper notice.
Madam Chair, this is Teresa. To my knowledge, the attempt is not to remove you. I think the attempt is to foster better communication so we can all work together, so nobody feels threatened or rushed or confused about how we conduct our business.
Then you won't mind if I complete my report.
Well, Madam Chair, that's why I tried to ask you a question. I don't know how long you're intending for your report to go on, but we did agree that once the person came on the phone, for the benefit not only of the engineer who is streaming this, who would stop the stream, we agreed that when the person came on the phone, we would stop we would agree on certain things, and then we would come back on the stream later on. And you've forgotten that you agreed to that.
No,
could
I didn't
read the
agree
motion?
To that. In fact, I objected to the input, to the presumption of bringing in an outside person who would presume to function as a mediator in a formal affiliate task force meeting.
It's not formal.
I
We're
think
going
it's
into
total
executive.
out of order.
But everybody
totally
else everybody else agreed to do this, and the chair cannot overrule the committee. The chair is only a member of the committee. And we operate on a matter of majority vote, and the majority agreed to the motion that was added to the agenda, and maybe the secretary should read back the motion.
The motion was that when Joy came on the line, we would go into executive session, and then and we would go off stream, and that when we had finished our business in executive session, we would come back on and we would start streaming again. And then Otis suggested that we would have to actually hang up and dial back in.
Wasn't there something in the motion about what the executive session was to be about?
Personnel matters.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
If the personnel matter is not the removal of the chair, we have no authority over PMB staff and could not lawfully have a personnel matter.
Madam Chair, we can go into an executive session if we need to discuss contracts, if we need to discuss purchases or money matters, or if it involves something, for example, something that might be of a sensitive nature that might involve saying you did something wrong, and so we can clarify it. It doesn't have to be for removing somebody, and I hope that you will not assume that. It could be that people had a problem with me and wanted to tell me offline that I was acting inappropriately, or try to find out why I was acting that way.
There is no motion. There is no motion to remove you. There is no pending motion whatsoever. There is a motion to have a discussion so that we can possibly end up with better communication.
It seems to me that...
Madam Chair, could we please go into executive session, and then you can finish your report when we come back out.
I move that we proceed with the agenda as approved by the committee, which is that we now break to go into executive session.
Is Otis on the line?
I object to...
Is Otis on the line? Otis?
Yes, yes.
Can you take us off the stream?
I have an objection to make. No, he can't take you off the screen until I make my, so I authorize him to do so.
Okay.
And I want on the record that I object to the presumption of imposing on this body a mediator, reducing it to a therapy session, which on Pacifica's expense, without notice, and without the support of the chair, and an interruption of the established agenda and of the chair's report.
I would like to make a note for the record that the chair has no special authority except to facilitate the meeting and has no authority over any other member of this committee to do anything on behalf of the committee that is not approved by the committee. and therefore, the, if the committee has discussed and proposed a motion that we go into executive session, the chair cannot overrule that motion when the majority of the committee voted already to approve that motion.
The chair takes exception to the to whether or not the subject of the executive the purported executive session excuse me is proper.
The chair can take exception. That's not the problem.
Excuse me.
But that does not preclude us going into executive session. We can go into executive session noting the chair's objection or exception.
I did note the objection.
And it could be written in the record.
So I'm ready to go into executive session. Otis, are you saying that we have to hang up and dial back in?
No.
Okay. Can you stop the stream? I'm not. I appreciate that.
We're not a committee, Otis. We're a task force.
And the chair has no special authority.
This is Joe. I do want to, although I don't have all the information because I don't know specifically what the purported purpose is for the closed session, even though this is a committee, I would defer on the side of transparency and operating by the same open meeting rules. So I would also object to going to closed session unless there's really a clear personnel matter. But that's my two cents.
The committee already voted and the majority ruled to go into executive session. Before you got on the call, Joe, there was only one objection to going into executive session, and now with you there's two, but we still operate on majority vote, and the majority voted to go into executive session.
Right, but without arguing the point, I just want to be clear that, sure, majority vote, but then there's still an underlying set of rules that this task force, even though it's a task force, not strictly speaking a committee, should operate under. If it's a majority vote, so be it. But I think we need to be careful about following the overriding set of rules that all the other committees follow. That's just, again, not to argue the point, but just to state the reasoning behind my objection. So I'll leave it at that.
So I move once again that we go into executive session at this time, as was noted in the agenda and approved by the committee, by the majority of the task force.
Who's speaking?
Brian, okay. Well, I think
I'm here.
She's on the phone.
And
well, let's take a vote then. Let's take a formal vote if that's what it requires, because we already had a vote before, but it wasn't formal. And the secretary can note it in the minutes. So I move the motion. And can we have a roll call vote on those that are present?
Do we need? I'm just confused as to whether we need another vote. We've already voted.
Otis is asking us to vote.
I'm sorry. Okay, I'm not. Okay. All right.
I'm just asking for
Chandra, do you want to repeat it?
Well, you have the motion.
The motion is that it was as soon as Joy came on the phone that for purposes of personnel matters that we go into executive session. When we're finished with our executive session, then we will start the stream again. We'll come back on to the public meeting.
So now let's have a formal roll call vote, Teresa, of those
right.
that are present.
Chandra?
I'm in favor of the motion.
Okay. Teresa says yes. Alonzo Brown?
Yes.
Afia Wangaza?
No.
Okay. Dina Colbert?
Yes.
And Brian Sherman.
Okay, I vote yes, although I vote yes.
Okay.
Is anybody else on the call? Is Joe still on the call?
Yeah, I'm still on the call.
Oh, I'm sorry, Joe.
So Joe gets
the vote. Do you vote yes or no, Joe?
I'm going to vote no.
Okay, fine.
So will the secretary give us the tally?
5 yes, 2 no.
The motion carries.
So, Otis, can you stop the stream?
I'm really feeling bad that I'm not hearing anything from the chair.
The chair voted no.
No.
The chair voted no,
but normally
Otis.
After a thing like this, the chair
okay.
The secretary just announced the results of the vote.
I mean,
the secretary is
the
one that takes the minutes.
Thank you, Otis.